Check the halls with advertising. La-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Want to hand in enterprising. La-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of tea,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Passing through the snow, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
The Ghost of Christmas Party Pass, Charlie Tuna with my holiday special. Keep it here in the next 60 minutes. You'll find out the answers from everything to how Santa gets down your imitation chimney to where people in trailers hide their presents during the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Why are you singing carols?
Charlie Tuna Christmas special. And Christmas, that time of the year when the family, mom and dad, used to get all misty putting the kids' toys together. Now it's assembling the family tree. For those last-minute decorators out there, we have one of the pros on the phone, John Nagy in Los Angeles, whose specialty is Christmas decorating. The most unusual, the most expensive, and the most difficult.
That's about it. We do everything from commercial decorating to residential decorating.
And what is the most unusual you've ever done, John?
Well, the most unusual, Charlie, is for a quite eccentric lady, a little old lady from past Dina, interestingly enough. She ordered a Christmas tree that we painted black, and then we installed it from the ceiling of her home. And this tree, she decided that she wanted decorated with fluorescent painted ornaments. And then to top it off, we lit the tree with black lights.
She didn't have any frogs or anything around with a cauldron.
I really don't know. I think I was kind of suspicious of a back room.
What about the most expensive? I mean, you were talking on the phone before we went on the air about people have really popped for literally thousands of dollars just to decorate for Christmas time.
That's very true. We had one gentleman who was quite wealthy. He was an importer. And he decided that his tree should be decorated in line with his business. And his business was imported crystal. So we decorated his tree with over $10,000 of imported crystal. It was so heavy that each limb had to be wired. The total weight of the tree was over 750 pounds.
You really couldn't have any high-pitched noises in that house for,
that's for sure.
Holidays. What about the most difficult? Obviously, there have been a few challenges you've picked up during the years.
Well, our most difficult, Charlie, we get orders for trees as high as 100 feet. And they're quite difficult because of the heavy equipment that we have to utilize.
Only God can make one at high end.
That's about it. And then we have to try to get it down here from up north. We also offer services, anything connected with Christmas. We have over 15,000 different items. And I think some of the funniest things that we've had is we rent Santas, live Santas, and we call it our Rent-a-Santa service. And we've had to send Santas to some interesting places.
Did you ever hear the story, speaking of Christmas creations, of how the angel got on the Christmas tree as sort of a symbol around the holidays?
No, I didn't, Charlie.
Well, it was one of those rough Christmas seasons for Santa. I mean, he was having trouble with his reindeer, and they were fighting over whether Donner, Blitzen, or Rudolph was going to lead the sleigh. And Mrs. Claus was complaining about he never spends Christmas Eve at home with her anymore. And the elves were loafing. They got a little behind on making some of their toys. And the weather looked bad. There was no snow for Santa's sled in some parts of the country. He got an early weather report. And trying to get into the sleigh, he ripped his suit. And just about that time, a little angel walked in with the Christmas tree and asked Santa what he wanted her to do with it.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing.
The Jingle Bell Rock. Coming up, a holiday memory with the words and music of Jim Croce. And also an explanation for your kid next time he asks you why you use the same mouthwash as Santa Claus. At Christmas time, in countless homes around the world, the sight you'll see most often is the Christmas tree, the universal symbol of the season. But do you see anyone decorating a tree alone? Of course not. Everyone in the family, young or old, takes part. And when they're finished, they put the tree by a window so that even strangers passing by may enjoy its beauty. Now, think of Christmas itself as a tree, standing in the living room of the world. Once again, you'll find the entire family, the family of man, taking part in decorating the tree. Bringing to it their many colorful traditions, lighting it with the candles of their faith. Wherever you are at Christmas time, wherever you come from, you can stand before this tree and know that you've helped decorate it. It belongs to you and all of us.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Start
Christmas with Charlie Tuna. You ever notice the relationship between Handel's Messiah and Congress? I'm serious. Every year, the minute Congress stops what they're doing and goes home, everybody sings Hallelujah!
Ding dong, ding dong, hear the bell ringing out the first Noel. Joyous chimes ring loud and clear, spreading word the Savior's here. Humble men kneel down to pray on this very special day. Wise men bearing gifts of love, following a star above. Now come on, kids, I want you to gather around me and fold your legs on the floor, and we're going to tell the story about the first Christmas. All right, Chico, open your book. Joy, Barry, Terry, everybody open your book, and we're going to sing the song. And when I say ding and dong, I want you to say the same thing with me. All right? Ready? Now open your book. Good, let's go. Yeah. Now. Around the world and wish them a very Merry Christmas, all right? Ready?
Dinah Ross and the Supremes. Christmas for children of all ages. And we have the biggest kid on his block in Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. on the telephone right now. None other than J.C. from D.C. Hello, J.C.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to, I shouldn't say a pleasure, it's a thrill to have you call every time.
I can understand that. I'm sure it must be.
Well, you're back there in all the snow, huh?
Yes.
What are you doing? Already up starting, I suppose, breakfast time.
That's right. I'm cooking breakfast right now. I'm in the middle of that. Ever since Roseland got back from Houston, that Equal Rights Convention, you know, I've been cooking.
National breakfast.
I don't mind that. I enjoy it. But the other day, I forgot to take my apron off when I walked into a National Security Council meeting. It's a little embarrassing.
That could be.
But it's going too far, really.
Oh?
Roseland has convinced my mother to burn her bra. And she wants to be called Ms. Lillian now. Really?
Yes, I imagine all this has been kind of brushed under the table, though, with the Christmas spirit and the preparations going on back there.
Oh, yes. We're all anxious for Christmas to come, of course, and making preparations. We just decorated the Christmas tree last night.
Oh, did you?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Billy came up to help. Unfortunately, he got lit up before the tree did.
Are you busy getting ready as far as cards to mail about? And?
Oh, yes. I would like to make a short public service announcement that the postal office has asked me to make.
Certainly. The time is all yours, I think.
We are urging people not to send their Christmas packages early this year.
Oh?
We don't want to get them confused with the Christmas packages from last year.
Mother, mother, everybody's starving. Mother, mother, let's eat.
Hold your horses, got a million courses, and I'm fixing a treat.
Jeremiah, go and help your mother. Jane and Jonah, you too. Hezekiah, go and get your brothers. And fetch Amy and Sue.
Mother, mother, everybody's happy. Got a reason to smile.
Cause you know that I'm a
about to serve a Christmas dinner, country style.
Christmas dinner, country style.
Oh, everybody sit and bow your head. We'll all say grace and then break bread. Put your napkin on your lap while Judd pours cider from the tap. That turkey looked divine. Well, promenade it down the line. Plenty of dark, we're long on white. So, alamander platter to your right. Now, sashay along that country ham and double sashay a marshmallow yam. Swing to the left, chestnut stuffing, and a swing to the right, a huckleberry muffin. Time for your partner to reach across and do-si-do the cranberry sauce. Swing to the wall, pass a little drumstick if you please, and promenade the pretty black eyed peas. Well, you all sashayed and do-si-do, so much turkey you're about to explode, but you still gotta swing to the pickled quince. Choose your pie, the bucket or miss. Oh, the dinner was grand, to say the least, so honor the lady who cooked the feast.
Mother, mother, thank you for the dinner, all the things.
Nothing to it, mighty glad to do it, seeing how much you ate.
Jeremiah, boy, it'll come on father.
I'm too full of turkey and the stuff tonight, taking a chance.
It's a very, very merry Christmas, got a reason to smile. Mother, mother, everybody loves your Christmas dinner, country style. Christmas dinner, country style.
Bing sings Christmas dinner, country style, with Charlie Tuna and Mike Douglas.
Silver bells, silver bells. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you
Christmas is always a difficult day for me. I mean, I have to convince the kids there is a Santa Claus and my wife that there isn't. Here's Darlene Love, remember? Frosty the Snowman. I don't know if too many of you out there realize how significant this week is. This is the week that everybody resolves to do their Christmas shopping early next year. The Christmas season is celebrated in many ways around the world, but the basic spirit, the Christmas spirit, is the same in any language. The giving of gifts is one of the most universal of holiday customs, although it's observed on different dates in different countries. In most parts of Europe, the children receive their gifts on St. Nicholas Day, December 6th, but the adults wait until Christmas or New Year's. Scandinavian families usually open their presents on Christmas Eve, while in England and the United States, the traditional time is Christmas morning. And in Italy and Spain, the day for gift-giving is the Epiphany, January 6th. Each country has its own traditions, but the true meaning of Christmas is always the same. The undying hope for peace between nations and goodwill among all men. Time now for boys and girls of all ages to gather on the radios for another holiday fable. Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And Mother had hung her stockings by the chimney with care. And then put them back on. She looks terrible bare. To her initials for showbiz, and Silent Night, the one that changed the world. And in a moment, a semi-bicentennial night that changed the nation. Charlie Chan.
Sing a song of Christmas cheer, sing it in the morning.
Christmas season has many special meanings for all of us. In different countries, the customs and traditions may vary, but the basic spirit remains the same. In Sweden, for example, the holiday season begins on St. Lucia Day, December 13th. In hundreds of thousands of Swedish homes, the youngest daughter becomes a Lucia queen, dressed in a flowing white gown with a crown of leaves and lighted candles. In the darkness before dawn, she tiptoes through the house, awakening each member of the family with a song, serving them coffee and freshly baked Lucia cakes in bed. By understanding and sharing the Christmas traditions of others, we share something much deeper, an experience of the heart, for the true message of Christmas is the same in any language, a message of hope and the wish for peace and goodwill among the people and nations of Earth.
Christmas night, 1776. A bitter cold wind bites through General George Washington and his Continental Army of 2,400 men as they cross the Delaware River to surprise the Hessians at Trenton.
I know I'm lost. I hate to admit it, but I'm lost. I've got to get to Trenton. I've got to get there tonight.
Where'd you come from?
My name's General Washington.
The football player?
No, not football.
What can I do for you, General Washington?
Could you help me to get to Trenton?
That all depends for a certain fee. Maybe if we can work out a deal here. What do you have in mind?
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Well, yeah, but like what?
I'll have you tonight for dinner.
Well, that sounds pretty good, but now wait a minute. I'll tell you what, I will give you all of the directions, and maybe you could follow me. You see, we're on a Delaware, and you want to take the Pennsylvania off ramp. Just a little bit further in there. That's about 10 miles further down the line.
General Washington, are you really going to follow that duck to Trenton?
Yes, I am going to follow you.
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie, I'm going to follow this duck because I trust him and I believe it.
General Washington, I notice your boat is riding lower and lower in the water. Are you sinking?
General, this water's up to our knees now.
In that case, we've got to unload some of the supplies. What have we got? We can't unload the guns.
How about this barrel of anchovies?
No, we'll need those for later. How about the knives?
No, we're going to need those too, I'm afraid.
And what can we unload? I'll tell you what, we won't need it for a while. Why don't we unload the cement?
Into Christmas with the Charlie Tuna Christmas Special. That time of year when you celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, giving your kids two rocket launchers, a dozen hand grenades, an anti-aircraft destroyer, three machine guns, and an atom bomb kit. Charlie Tuna. During During the holiday season, many Christmas customs and traditions are shared by countries around the world. For example, it's a well-known fact that the worldwide consumption of candy rises remarkably at Christmas time. The children are usually held responsible for this phenomenon, but the older folks are equally guilty. Nobody's ever found a really practical solution to this enjoyable state of affairs. And what's more, nobody wants to. Not while there's English mince pie, Spanish turrones, gingerbread from Germany, cassata from Greece, Swedish rice pudding, and candy canes in the United States. The list is as endless as it is tempting. In sharing our Christmas traditions with others, we also share an experience of the heart, a spirit of joy, and the hope for peace on earth, which is the true meaning of Christmas throughout the world.
So this is Christmas. What have you done?
Songwriter, artist, musical poet laureate of our time, with a career that ended almost before it began. But he left us with a perpetual Christmas present of his music and memories of his lifestyle from the Jim Croce point of view, with an interview he recorded just months before the plane crash.
Started in South Philadelphia.
How old?
I was a kid, 5, 6 years old, and started playing an accordion.
What was your first tune? I have something here in front of me I can't believe.
Lady of Spain.
Did you do Flight of the Bumblebee, too?
No, I never got that far.
Well, you went through a lot of things, though, until you got back into music, though, in the meantime, right?
Oh, yeah. I've done quite a few different kind of things. A lot of construction work.
You were in a jackhammer for a while, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you picked up the rhythm, right?
Yeah, drove trucks, scraped a lot of stones along pipeline ditches.
When did you finally get back into music?
Writing. some things that I was pretty pleased with. When I had enough of them, I called up a friend of mine, Tommy West, who's part of Cashman and West.
Yeah, they had the American City Suite.
Yeah. And told him, you know, if you'd like to listen to him, just tell me what he thought about them. So he thought they were pretty good, and a couple other people listened to him, and then went in the studio and did them.
Simple as that, right? The original overnight success.
After about 10 years of doing other things.
You knocked around in some pretty rough bars, too, I guess, like everybody in the business.
Yeah, I've played a lot of them. All the country and western bars down along the Pennsylvania-Maryland border.
Did they have some influence on... I was thinking of relation to your song, Don't Mess Around With Jim. Did that have some influence on that?
Yeah, that had some of it to do, but a lot of it was the past few years. After I'd get done work in the afternoon, we'd turn trucks in and go to a little bar where they had a pool table.
Mm-hmm.
And watch a lot of stuff go down there, especially around payday.
I bet.
Yeah, there'd always be some new guy come in, you know, and think he's going to set the world on fire and walk out with everybody's paychecks, but it doesn't always work out like that.
Is your music mainly biographical in nature?
Yeah, the songs about the characters, they're real characters. And the other ones, the ballads and things like that, are just experiences and things that I've had, gone through.
Tell me about Operator. Is that a true experience of yours?
Yeah, it's a true experience. The songs about the characters, they're real characters. And the other ones, the ballads and things like that, are just experiences and things that I've had, gone through.
Snowy nights and Christmas lights, I see window panes, make me wish that we could be together again. And the windy winter avenues just don't seem the same, and the Christmas carols sound like blues, but the choir is not to blame. But it doesn't have to be that way. What we had should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right. Crowded stores, the corners, Santa Claus, tinseled afternoons, and the sidewalk bands play their songs, slightly out of tune. On the windy winter avenue, there walks a lonely man. I think you'd understand, but it doesn't have to be that way. What we had should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right. Should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right.
Are you basically a kind of a rock and roll reactionary? You dig the old stuff yet?
I really are. I love the old stuff.
What was your favorite song growing up?
Well, there's been a couple of them. Let's see. Change Gonna Come by Sam Cooke is one of my favorites. That one. A couple of things by the Coasters. Framed. Fats Domino. Blue Monday.
Yeah. That's great. All the best, Jim, and I hope you continue to put out the music like you have, because it really entertains a lot of people.
He's the man.
With all the
Special announcement, John Ernest Roger Kilpatrick respectfully requests that his fellow staff members not give him monogram shirts this Christmas. Think about it.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Special with the Carpenters. Santa Claus is coming to town. Apparently, though, with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, old St. Nick is having problems making all the rounds. I have some ladies on the line who want a little insurance with me that'll be there.
Hello.
I have a young lady on my line named what?
Marilyn.
Marilyn?
And Tech.
And who?
Tech.
Tech? Is that the rambling wreck from Georgia? What is it you young ladies would like to ask of me?
Oh, yes. We are two of... six voluptuous lovelies that would like to come and take you to our Christmas party.
Whoopee!
But you, wait,
what?
Don't don't get excited before we tell you what we're going to do to you. We would like to come down to the radio station, and while all your listeners are listening, you can describe what we are going to be doing to you.
What are you going to do to me?
We're going to be dressing you up as Santa Claus, and then we're going to be taking you out for something to eat, because Santa's jollier after you've had something in your stomach.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. And then we are going to take you to our Christmas party.
Does that mean that I'm going to have all you sitting on my lap telling me what you want for Christmas?
Yes. I will be sitting on.
That twinkle in my eye you've detected already, right?
Really?
So you can come down in here and dress me up as Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not all that fat, though. I'm like 6 feet one and 175 pounds.
Well, that's where we're going to take you out for something to eat.
Oh!
I mean, you do like to eat?
Yes, I do. Could you make it a Christmas goose?
A Christmas goose?
Yes, because otherwise, how am I going to get up the chimney again?
Well, that's going to have to get it for another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for joining me today. Before we say goodbyes, happy Christmas to everybody at FBN Tokyo. We'll see you back here tomorrow with another holiday special. And until then...